I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. 20 Christians, including young children, were arrested by Eritrean security forces 17 days ago. As of this writing, their whereabouts remain unknown. This year marks 5 years since the government closed all the churches in Eritrea. Since then, persecution has been intensifying. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nuttleton says the church is ready.
They will respond to this courageously as they have responded to all of the persecution that they have faced in the last 5 years. They will go forward. They would ask the church in the free world to pray for them and to remember to lift them up.
Next, as Hollywood gears up for the summer, so does American Track Society. Movie-themed tracks are a great way to talk about the movies everyone's seeing while sharing the message of the gospel. Donna Skell says movies come and go, but movie tracks are a great way to combine current trends with a timeless message.
There's so much stuff around, there's so much paper that people don't treasure like they used to. But if we can put something in their hands that is timeless, like the scriptures and the gospel message, I just really think that the Lord will bless it.
To order the tracks for your church or family, visit our website. And the InterVarsity Christian Fellowship chapter at the University of Texas Pan American has seen encouraging growth this last year. Launched just a year ago, there are now at least 30 students attending the weekly small group Bible studies and involved in an active outreach. Developing leaders is important to InterVarsity and the university, and their partnering together. Please pray for the InterVarsity team as they prepare for the fall's ministry. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Transworld Radio is making available Eugene Peterson's The Message New Testament, helping biblical texts come alive. Keep it or give it to a friend as an outreach. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828. You can also go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.